Chapter 10. The crowd gathered under the threshold of the gatehouse. None of the walracers was interested in entering. Every beast was talking about it, eager to see the race between Springald and Sorrow. The abbot held up his paws.
So be it. The wall race will start from the threshold above this gate. One circuit of the entire ramparts area, ending back on the same spot. Pushing or shoving means instant disqualification. Runners may use all of the walkway, including the battlements. Any questions?
Shilly the squirrel babe piped up.
Father Habit, what about us little uns and the very, very old uns?
She was referring to the ground race, which was run over the same distance but from the ground level. This was for Dibbons and Elders, mainly to avoid the dangers of falling from the wall tops, where only fit and experienced runners competed. The abbot watched as Form Old World scored a deep line along the ground with his formidable digging claws.
Of course, we mustn't forget the ground race. All competitors come up to the line, please. No crowding or jostling.
He checked the wall top where Springald and Sorrow were standing level. Brother Weld, acting as wall top official, waved down to the abbot.
Already up here?
Bragoon and Torn sat on the lawn where they could see both races at the same time. Torn patted his ample stomach.
Me racing days are long gone. What about ye, brother? You're the same age as Sorrow. Why ain't you running?
Bragoon folded his paws and settled back.
I'm far too old. Sorrow was born on the same day as me, but she's an hour younger.
Torrin scoffed.
An hour? That's nothing in a lifetime.
His brother Bragoon maintained a straight face.
Oh, it isn't, eh? You try holding your breath for an hour, matey.
Every Dibbon in Redwall was hopping and leaping on the line, waiting for the start. Abbot Carroll held up a big spotted red kerchief, taking one last look around as he called.
Is that all now? Last chance for any late entrance.
Horty came bowling up, pushing Martha in a chair as she protested.
No, please, Horty. I've never raced before.
The garrulous hare pushed his sister onto the line.
Oh, pivlin' twodge, miss. We'll show these blighters what his brave bucks are jolly well made of, what? Two stout running paws and a splendid set of wheels. Ha, ha, ha! We'll leave them all belly well standing, what?
Torn and Bragoon applauded from the sideline.
That's the stuff. Give it a go, miss.
Springald stood in a ready stance. Sorrow glanced sideways at her as she poured the line.
Good luck to you, young'un.
The mousemaid kept her eyes set on the course ahead.
Aye, good luck to you too, old un. You're going to need it.
Several of the Dibbons made over-enthusiastic false starts, causing a slight delay as Torn and Bragoon got them back into line. Abbot Carroll stood out on the lawn and shouted as the kerchief fluttered in the breeze.
On your marks, ready, steady, go!
Away every beast went, young and old, on wall top of ground, running at top speed. Carroll sat on the grass with the two otters.
Deary me, some of those Dibbons have raced off in the opposite direction.
Torren laughed.
Oh, let them go. They still run the same distance at the finish. Floy and fair and feathers. Look at young Springald go. You'd think she had wings on her foot paws. Looks like Sorrow is lagging behind a bit. Do you think she's in trouble already, Bragg?
The otter shook his head.
She's just pacing herself, keeping the mousemaid looking back her over her shoulder. You'll see.
Both wall top runners were almost at the north wall corner, with Springald a good two paces in front. Below on the grass, chaos ensued. A mole babe and a tiny shrewlet had decided to stop and share some candied chestnuts between them. Another mole babe tripped over them. He forgot the race and joined the pair.
Hey, what have we got there, candied chestnutters? I'm dirtly fond of them, boy yogi I are.
The shrewlet passed them a few.
Then heat these up, nuts make you go faster. We still win a race, mate.
Martha clung tight to the chair as the little car bounced and bumped furiously forward, with Horty yelling out a warning to them.
I say there, you bounders, make way or we'll run you down. Watch out for the corner, me old skin and blister. Steer quicker or we'll knock a hole in that wall, what?
Abbot Carroll shook his head in admiration as he viewed the wall-top runners.
My word, the speed of those two, they're nearly at the east corner already. Look at them go.
As Torn saw them negotiate the corner and tear off along the parapet southwards, he groaned softly.
Ah, poor old Sorrow's flagging now. See, Springall's stretched her lead. I think she's bound to win.
A slight smile played about Bragoon's lips.
The race ain't over till the winner crosses the line. You watch. Sorrow'll soon take the spring out of Miss Springald.
But by now the Mousemaid had turned the south wall corner, leading by 3 paces. The abbot commented.
I think that young'un's got the field to herself now.
Bragoon did not answer. Instead, he put both paws to his mouth and emitted a single sharp whistle.